I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 20. Coming up, approximately 39,000 students to sit GSAT this week, new police station to be built in Portland, and spray patching work gets underway in 5 parishes next week. The news in detail after the break.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. More Jamaicans are to get access to land titles in the coming months. This as the merger of the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, into the National Land Agency will officially get underway April this year. In his contribution to the budget debate in Parliament Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the merger will create a new titling agency and legal machinery to systematically deal with the titling of all parcels of land in Jamaica. The merger will last for a transitional period of 12 months.
It is projected that 20,000 parcels of land will be registered with titles over a 3-year period and will be partly funded by the National Housing Trust in the sum of $2 billion. Under the current LAMP, the cost of producing a title is $192,000 per parcel. Under the proposed systematic program, the cost of producing a title will be reduced to approximately $134,000 per parcel.
Prime Minister Holness says the merger is in keeping with the public sector rationalization plan. Approximately 39,093 students will sit the final staging of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, set for March 22 and 23. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says all necessary arrangements have been made to ensure the exams are executed smoothly.
In regards to the exam papers, on Thursday, we'll see the sitting of mathematics and the social studies. On Friday, we'll have language arts, communication task, and science. Also, consistent with our policy in regards to special needs, we have special accommodation for students who require special support.
Minister Reid was speaking at a press conference at the ministry's head office in Kingston on Tuesday. He noted that the ministry has received psycho-evaluation reports on some 315 special needs students and the necessary recommendations for their sitting the exam have been communicated to principals. By November 2019, residents of Buff Bay, Portland will have a new police station. The 4,000-square-foot facility being built by the National Housing Trust, the NHT, will be located on land in close proximity to the Woodstock Housing Scheme. Senior General Manager for Corporate Services at the NHT, Neil Miller, says the venture is one way in which the agency is supporting the provision of safe and secure communities for its contributors, mortgagors, and partners.
We see this program as a way of helping the police to help us to deliver safe communities for our contributors. Our contributors will benefit for decades to come.
Mr. Miller adds that the project is in keeping with recent instructions from Prime Minister Andrew Holness for the NHT to build, upgrade or repair police stations within 10 miles of housing schemes the trust has developed. The National Works Agency, NWA, is to start spray patching work on multiple roadways in 5 parishes during the upcoming week. Spray patching involves the repairing of potholes with the application of a mixture of asphalt emulsion and stones with the use of a high-pressure machine that uses compressed air. The 5 parishes to benefit under this initiative are Westmorland, Kingston, Manchester, St. James, and St. Andrew. Nearly 5,000 square meters of roadway will be patched in each parish over a 2-week period. The NWA recently completed spray patching work on over 20 roadways in Kingston, Portland, St. Catherine, and Clarendon. The works are being done as part of a $123 million island-wide spray patching program being financed through the Road Maintenance Fund. The program began in February. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.